Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to welcome you to the final segment of the Phenomenal Systems training. If you would do me a favor and type in and hear me okay and that you can see my screen, we will get started with our very important session today. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm going to get started right away today because we've got a lot to cover. I want to remind everybody that the one and only reason that your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. You must have a vision for your life. You must understand that you are a phenomenal product created to do phenomenal things and to have a phenomenal life. And I have the Wheel of Life on the screen right now. I want to remind us that in all seven areas of life, we are created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life, to be a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. And life stands for living in freedom every day. I always want to remind you of that because that's the only reason that we talk about any of these things. And of course, your life goals should include making a difference in the lives of others. We started out with GPS, which is goals, plans, and systems, and we have been learning the five phenomenal systems: marketing, everything that you do to attract prospects to your business; sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers; operations is everything that you do to serve your clients, your members, your patients, or guests; administration is everything that you do to track the numbers. And then, of course, leadership is everything that you do to move your business and your life, by the way, forward. And that is what I am so excited to share with you about today. This is actually my favorite subject to teach, and here's why. John Maxwell, my good friend, my mentor for the last 3 years, has shared with me and shared with the world this true statement. He's the number one leadership expert in the world, and he says this, that everything rises or falls on leadership. Everything rises or falls on leadership. Planning doesn't get done. Building systems doesn't get done. Goals don't get set. Marketing doesn't get done. Sales doesn't get done. Service doesn't get done. Administration doesn't get done. Tracking doesn't get done. Nothing gets done unless we first lead and we create and we think and we create that vision that we want. So everything rises or falls on leadership. Question is, what is leadership? John Maxwell says that leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And by the way, everyone has influence in someone else's life. And how do you gain influence, according to John Maxwell, is by adding value to people, by adding value to others. I think Zig Ziglar said it best. He said, you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. I love to break this statement down, and it kind of goes like this. You, yes, that means you. Can, yes, you can. Have. Yes, you can have everything, not just some things. I'm talking about borderline 11 on all seven spokes of life, everything in life, living in freedom every day you want. Everything you want in life, if and only if you, not someone else, you just help, support, encourage enough other people. How many? Enough other people get what they want. What do they want? What do other people want? That's leadership. Finding out what other people want, helping them get it. And if you don't have everything in life you want, then you just haven't helped enough people yet. Yesterday I was at Ziglar, speaking of Zig Ziglar, and I get to teach. I was the very first Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainer in the world. And I get to teach at every one of the certifications, and yesterday was number 11. And I was talking to Laurie Majors and Zig Ziglar's widow, he called the redhead, Jean Ziglar. I was in Laurie Majors' office with the two of them. And Jean Ziglar asked me, the redhead asked me how I was doing. And I just said, I am the most blessed man on the planet. I really do have everything in life that I want. And I work hard every day to help other people get what it is that they want. I cry every single day because of the messages I get every day that the work that we're doing in the inner circle is helping so many people. And now I know how Zig felt. I know why he was so passionate. I know why he was so grateful. I know why he was so inspired. I know why he was so enthusiastic. I believe that that right there is the greatest leadership quote on the planet. You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. Dale Carnegie said that leadership is enlisting the willing cooperation of others to achieve a goal. There's a couple key words there. Number one, there has to be a goal. Number two, willing cooperation. How many of you know that you can get people to do what it is that you want them to do, but they might not want to do it? Which brings me to Dwight Eisenhower's statement about leadership. He said, leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he or she wants to do it. Why would they want to do it? Because you have added value to them. You have added so much value to them. You've blessed them so much that they want to help you reach your dreams and goals and your visions. You've helped them so much. You've loved them so much that they want to love you back. Not everybody will, but you have to do your part, and that's leadership. My definition of leadership, and this is in your handout that you can fill in the blanks. Everything that you're going to fill in is in red and underlined. Leadership is effectively communicating your vision. One of the things that we'll teach you is what we call MVP. Jim Collins said that your vision is comprised of your mission, your values, and your purpose. And I believe that he used core values first, purpose second, and then mission. But the reason that I put them in this order is because when you have a championship game, there's usually an MVP, most valuable player. So MVP helps us to easily remember our mission, values, and purpose. So your vision is comprised of not only your goal, your sales goal, and all the things that you're trying to accomplish, but it's made up of your mission, your values, and your purpose, which I'll unpack during this call. This is, or during this webcast. This is your MVP. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. What kind of experiences? Experiences where you demonstrate to them how much you care about them. Zig Ziglar said that no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them. Experiences like taking them to training events, taking them to Las Vegas, taking them to Hawaii, taking them to wherever. You might be, not be able to do those two things that I just mentioned, but demonstrating that you care by writing them an I like you card from Ziglar, by giving them a gift, by blessing them with something, by giving them encouraging words. There's a book called The Five Love Languages, and understanding what they want, what inspires them. Everyone needs AIR. That stands for appreciation, inspiration, and recognition. You, to be a phenomenal leader, need to constantly be thinking about your key people. And how do I, the people that are you're leading, how do I constantly create experiences that will inspire them? Because inspired people implement. We call it inspiration and implementation. A phenomenal leadership system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. What kind of results? Implementation. Living out the vision, living out the mission, living out the values, living out the purpose. That is what a phenomenal leadership system is. And the parts are recruiting, hiring, interviewing, orientation, training, coaching, delegating. And those are all the things that we have in our system in the Inner Circle. This is my phenomenal team right here. And I just want to demonstrate for you the possibilities of building a phenomenal dream team. Now, this is my phenomenal products team right here. Michelle here on the right, she is who we call the messenger. And she does all of my travel, gets me all over the world without a hitch. Victoria is the marketing ninja and just handles all of the marketing. All the stuff that I used to do, she does it is better than I ever did and without a hitch. Rick Jones is my mentor, my coach, and he's also from Lower Alabama, so I call him my dad. He's 20 years older than me, from the same hometown, could very easily be my dad. And then, of course, you got the Santiago man right here who is my right-hand man, who knows my systems as well as anybody. Started with me when he was 17. He's 33 today. And he is like a son to me. And then, of course, Dana, although we call her the grasshopper because she's learning the ropes, and she has so much potential. She's going to be the next Santiago. And she has only been with us 4 months, but she's been learning from us since she was 16 years old, coming to our conferences. And every single one of these people on this screen right here, they care about me, they serve me, they encourage me, they support me, and every single one of them wants me to reach my dreams. Why? Because I want them to reach all their dreams and goals in life. And then this is my service company here. We have about 33 people on that side. And speaking of my leaders, of course, Santiago has moved out of that company now. But Johan started with us when he was 19 years old. He and Santi both started at an entry-level position. He runs this $3 million company, the operations part, without a hitch. And then, of course, Scott runs all the finance part, the accounting, the administration part, and he's a former partner of mine. And then Aliki is our marketing director and handles our referral marketing and all those things that you learned in the marketing module unbelievably well. In fact, tripled our referral source referrals in less than a year. Now, I could sit here and talk about every single person in this picture and brag on them, but I got to teach you leadership. But the fact is that you can build a phenomenal dream team. Now, my definition of leadership is effectively communicating. John Maxwell says that everybody communicates, but few connect. So we have to take that communication to the next level. First of all, there are four communication styles that we teach in the Inner Circle. In fact, Santiago, Rick and myself are all three certified in the DISC human behavior model under the top authority in the world, Dr. Robert Rome. And there are four behavior styles or four communication styles that you need to recognize in yourself and in others if you're going to connect with them. The first one, there's two types of people. There's outgoing people, that's up at the top, the D and the I. There are reserved people. That is the C and the S down here below. And then on the left, you have task-oriented people, and on the right, you have people-oriented people. So the D stands for dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined. They're doers. They're task-oriented. They're outgoing, and they're task-oriented. The bottom line is they want results. They want to get it done. The people on the right, outgoing and people-oriented, they are what we call the inspiring type. They're inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interactive, impressive, and they're interested in people, and they like to have fun. They want everything to be exciting. And then your S supportive type, they're supportive, stable, steady, sweet. They like the status quo and sometimes are shy. And they're a little more reserved, but people-oriented, and they're the ones that's your support system right there. And then you have the reserve and task-oriented, that's the cautious type or C-type. They're cautious, calculating, competent, conscientious, contemplative, and careful. Here's a few messages. Now, we have an entire half-day workshop that we do on this, and we deliver it over a webinar series from time to time. For our inner circle members, we don't even offer this publicly at this moment. We may in the future. But this is a powerful, powerful concept that has absolutely changed my life. The more that you learn it and the more that you use it, it will change your life too. So the idea is to understand that each of us have a communication style and to adapt to their communication style in order to connect with them. So, for example, how do you communicate with a D? Well, there's this green exclamation point. They're in a hurry. They got things to do. I'm a DI and mostly in D mode. Like right now, I'm in D mode. And how do you communicate with us? Direct and to the point. The inspiring type, the I's, they're full of emotion. And there is this red star because they love to have fun. The way that you communicate with them is with enthusiasm and fun, and many of your stars, entertainers on the planet are high eyes. And then so you're going to communicate with them with stories and fun and passion. And then your supportive type, the S type, how do you communicate with them? You're going to communicate with them a little softer than you would the outgoing type. Their primary concern is that everybody gets along. They weigh and measure. That's why you have the sign there for the plus and minus. There's pluses, minuses, and we want to just make sure everybody gets along. So you want to make sure that you're reassuring them and that everything's okay, and they will serve you so well. And then the cautious type, how do you communicate with them? Well, there's a yellow, there's yellow because they're cautious, and there's a question mark there because they have lots of questions. They need lots of details. So can you imagine what happens when an I communicates out of their style to a C or vice versa? Can you imagine what happens when a D gets out of control and communicates with and tries to communicate with an S? Well, I know all of that. I know all of that from personal experience. So I want to recommend to you that you take one simple step. If you go to our website, howardpartridge.com/products, I think we still have that up there. Or maybe my team could put it into the question bar right now or in the chat. You can get a profile for like $14, $13.95, I think it is, or actually get the one that's $17.95, and you'll find out about yourself. Have all of your team members take that because it will reveal so much. And once we are aware, Dr. Rome says that we can't beware until we're aware. And so you'll become aware of your communication style, how you're coming across to your team, and it's absolutely vital to be able to properly communicate with them. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to learn from the former chief operating officer of Microsoft. His name is Kevin Turner, and this presentation that he did really spoke to me, and the title of it was Leaders Are Coaches. Leaders Are Coaches. Now, this guy is one of the few people on the planet that worked directly with both Sam Walton and Bill Gates. Talking about inspiration, he started as a cashier at Walmart. And he said, leaders are coaches, and the original definition of a coach is the word carriage. In other words, a carriage that brings a person from where they are to where they want to be. Think about the old stagecoach of the West. So a leader is a coach. A coach gets you from where you are to where you want to be. A coach inspires you to reach your peak potential. A coach holds you accountable. A coach ensures that you've received training. A coach makes sure that you're in the right position. And a coach exercises authority while remaining responsible. So first you need to know where your people are. One of the first questions that, the first question that Kevin Turner asked his folks that are going to be on his team, his personal team, this is the same question that I ask, is the first thing that I want to know is what is their dream? What is their goal? Where do they want to go in life? And sometimes they can't articulate that, they can't verbalize that necessarily, but you want to continue to ask that question. It might be something very simple right now that will grow in the future. But the thing is that if I don't know what they want, how am I going to help them get what it is that they want? So when I hire someone, the conversation goes like this. We want to help you reach your dreams and goals in life. How many times have they heard that in an interview? Probably never. Then the second part of it is we've created systems that if you'll simply follow these systems, be willing to change, be willing to adapt, be willing people to achieve the goal, willing cooperation, then we can reach our goals as a company. If we don't reach our goals as a company, then we can't help you reach your goals. If we reach our goals as a company and you don't reach your goals personally, then guess what? It's not going to work for you and you're not going to be happy and you're going to leave. We don't want that. Because the key is first hiring the right person. If you don't hire the right person, it doesn't matter what you do. You can throw all of this out because it might help, but if you hire the wrong person, sooner or later, it's just not going to work. A coach inspires you to reach your peak potential. How do you do that? By telling people that they can, by sharing with them who they are, that they are a phenomenal product, that they're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. A coach holds you accountable. One of the worst things that you can do to people is not hold them accountable. Now, we need to really understand this word because accountable doesn't mean being ugly. It doesn't mean not giving people a break. It doesn't mean being hard on people. It doesn't mean not letting them off the hook once in a while because they're just not ready yet. It means to help them be accountable to becoming the person that they want to be. And depending on who you're working with, then that's how you're going to approach them. One of the greatest things, the greatest thing that you can learn is leadership. A coach ensures that you've received training. You know, one of my financial coaches, Ellen Rohr, and she's part of our team now. Ellen built Benjamin Franklin Plumbing from zero to $40 million in franchise sales in less than 18 months. She helped me get my company out of debt. And she said, tracking without training is mean. And I would say this, training without tracking is dumb. Jim Collins said, get the right people on the bus. Who are the right people? A players, people who have a great attitude, people who want to grow personally, people who are willing to cooperate, people who are willing to change, people who are on board with your vision. Those are the right people. And then get them in the right position. If you go back and look at the DISC human behavior model, you know, a C is not going to make the best, you know, probably presenter on stage that's going to get everybody pumped up, and the high I is not going to make the best accountant. I mean, Elvis Presley wouldn't have made a very good accountant, right? So a coach makes sure that you're in the right position, and a coach exercises authority while remaining responsible. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of business owners have a lot of ego. And that ego comes from fear. It comes from the fear of rejection. It comes from the fear of losing control. It comes from a lot of fears. And the thing is, everybody knows you're the boss, and I'm just telling you that if you'll change, I used to be that way, and if you will change, you will find that you'll get more cooperation from other people. You don't need to yell at them. In fact, in the inner circle, I teach you the simplest, easiest, most pleasant coaching process. Even if someone quits, that you never have to get angry, you never have to offend someone, you never have to, if you understand that all people are God's creation, then you will not disrespect them. And so you can exercise your authority and remain responsible. Next slide, fill in the blanks. A leader is not God. I'll tell you what I mean by that in a minute. I mean, you know that, but I'll tell you what I mean and how I learned that. A leader is not the provider. A leader is not the only one who thinks. A leader is not the only leader. A leader is not the only important one, and a leader is not a manager. Several years ago, many years ago, I was having some struggles with my partners, and I learned from one of my mentors that vision plus vision equals division. Well, we had vision plus vision, which equals confusion. And I was depressed, and I went to see my mentor, and I poured out all my woes on my mentor. He listened to me for a solid hour without saying a word, and then finally says, "Howard, I have to tell you that you're suffering from the fear of rejection." And I'm like, "What? Me? I'm the most confident person that I know." And he said, "No." And it gets worse. He said, "You're playing God, and that's a sin." I said, "Okay, you better unpack this. What do you mean?" He said, "Well, because of your fear of rejection, you won't face up to them, and you won't just tell them the truth, and you won't do what you're supposed to do." It was really all my fault. And he said, "Plus, you think that you're responsible for providing for everybody's means." You know, I remember John Maxwell being asked a question, or actually his wife being asked a question, "What does John do to make you happy?" And Margaret said, "He can't make me happy. I'm the only one that can make myself happy." So your job, like Simon Sinek, is to create the right environment, the right experience that will inspire people to implement. If they won't take care of their finances, you can't enable them. You know, if the money is not in the budget because people aren't doing their job, you can't still provide for them. Next one, a leader is not the only one who thinks. I don't know if you're like this, but I'll struggle with something, then I finally get my team involved and they give me the solution in 5 minutes. Happens all the time. Get your team involved. Dale Carnegie said that people support a world they help create. You know, if you don't get them involved and you just make all the decisions, then, and it's not the right decision, then it's not going to work. A leader is not the only leader. Remember that leadership is influence, and you may not have the influence in your company. It may be someone else. Each of your team members may be influenced by someone else on the team. This is why you have to work hard to add value to people. A leader is not the only important one. Every single person on the planet is special. Every single person on the planet is a phenomenal product. Yes, you're the boss. Yes, you get some perks. Yes, you're the one also that's taking the risk in many cases. But the fact is that treat people, Mary Kay used to say, imagine that every human being has an invisible sign around their neck that says, "Make me feel important." And you should, because they are. And a leader is not a manager. The difference between managers and leaders, or leaders and managers, is leaders are concerned about people. They develop people. Managers are concerned about processes. Now, good leaders aren't necessarily good managers, but managers must be good leaders. What do I mean by that? Well, Everybody's a leader. Everybody in the company has to be a leader. Everybody in the company should be encouraging one another, supporting one another, and helping one another become a better team member. Everyone should be practicing positive influence. Because if you don't, it hurts the entire team. But managers, they account for resources, they do the reporting, they ensure that everything's getting done. And you might be a great leader developing people and encouraging people, inspiring people, but you're not a very good manager. That would be me. And I'm 2D, and I just get too much going on. I'm not a great manager, but I try to be a good leader. Try to be a phenomenal leader. Hope that makes sense to you. And if it doesn't, then I want to encourage you guys. In fact, at the end of today's webcast, I'm going to give you a special offer for joining the Inner Circle. If you'll hang around, I'm going to go through the Inner Circle. I'm going to give you a tour of the Inner Circle website, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to not only join up in the Inner Circle today, but I'm going to give you a very special offer for being in the 6-week course. All right? A phenomenal leader is one who loves God. I don't believe, personally, I don't know what your faith is, but I personally don't believe that you can be a phenomenal leader and not love God. I had the pleasure of spending time with Dr. Henry Blackaby, who wrote a book called Spiritual Leadership, and he wrote a book called Experiencing God that sold 9 million copies at that point in time, and that was probably 5 years ago. Rick Jones and I went to Puerto Rico, got to meet him, and I asked him if I could ask him a few questions, and he immediately invited me into a little Sunday school room and spent 90 minutes with me, and then invited me to spend the rest of the 2 days, 2 or 3 days, with him and his family. We had breakfast, we had lunch, we interacted for several days. And here's what he said in Spiritual Leadership. He said, leaders who know God and know how to lead in a Christian manner. Now let me pause right there. What you see on television, what you see in religion, is not true Christianity. Christianity is a faith, not a religion. We're talking about true Christian faith. Will be phenomenally more effective in their world than the most skilled and qualified leaders who lead without God. Why? If you love God, you're going to love others. So a phenomenal leader is one who loves God, one who loves others. That's the key word right there. Do you love your people? And if you don't, you need to search your heart and start thinking about why do you not love other people? One who is a positive role model. One who is inspired. One who is hopeful. One who is enthusiastic. One who is growing. And one who is seasoned. People do what people see. You can say whatever you want to say. If you're not the role model, if you're not modeling the behavior that you want from your people, you can't do one thing. You can't say one thing and do another. One who is inspired. What I mean by that? I don't mean necessarily inspirational. What I mean is that you have a vision that people can catch. If you don't have a compelling vision, then you're not going to attract the right people and they're not going to stay around. The best people want to get on a vision that means something. One who is hopeful. What happens if you're doubting all the time? What happens if you're always discouraged? Well, they're going to get discouraged. Doesn't mean that you can't talk realistically about problems. It doesn't mean that you can't bring up problems with your team and say, here's our challenge. When you get the right leadership going on, what happens is your team will fight the battle with you. One of the best books I ever read was Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek, and there was this circle of safety that he talked about. And when people are infighting with each other, then they're not going to be prepared to face the dangers that are on the outside of the circle. So instead, what you have to do is create that environment of safety on the inside that circle, inside your inner circle, so that we're working together to solve problems. One who is enthusiastic, you know, enthusiasm is contagious, and so is negativity. I used to, before I got healthy many years ago, I used to get migraine headaches, but nobody ever knew it because I would get up in front of my staff, do a staff meeting. I was dying. I was in so much pain from the tip of my toes to the top of my head, and just an excruciating pain. I remember I was in Amsterdam one time and got so sick that I just literally bowled over on the sidewalk, and this guy comes by and says, "Do you need a doctor?" And Denise said, "Yes," and he led us to this doctor, and you know, we followed him in the car, and he waved us off, and I go inside, and it was a veterinarian clinic. But because of socialized medicine, the doctor treated me. So I have been treated by a Dutch vet. Okay. Anyway, I got up in front of my group, and I had enthusiasm. We had tremendous problems back then. I said, we can get through these. And I had to display that enthusiasm, and then I'd go in my office and close the door and just lay on the floor and die or go home. Dwight Eisenhower said, wear positive emotion on your shirt sleeve. Only use negative emotion when you mean to. In other words, if you need to get someone's attention, use it very sparingly. A phenomenal leader is one who's growing, who's developing themselves. Who wants to be around someone who's just, you know, not growing and not, you know, developing themselves? And then one who is seasoned, and that happens over time. That happens with experience. Again, leadership is effectively communicating your vision, which includes your mission, your values, and purpose. You got to have a dream. John Maxwell said that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. Do you have a dream? Kevin Turner. People want to work for people that have dreams and aspirations. Again, vision plus vision equals division. If you have two people in your organization that have two different visions, agendas develop, and sooner or later, there's going to be division. Let's talk about the mission. The mission is what your team does every day. It's the strategy to reach the vision. So we have a dream, and we have a mission statement. Like, for example, our mission statement, our service company, is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. You could use the word phenomenal if you want to. That was before Phenomenal Products was born. It's the strategy to reach the vision. The mission guides every decision, and the mission establishes your desired culture. Let me give you, break this down for you. If we provide the most phenomenal service experience every day, every time, with every single client, no matter what, whether we're sick, tired, migraines, or whatever, no matter what problems we have, will that help us reach the vision? Yes. That's the strategy to reach the vision. Here's how it guides every decision. Well, we have all kinds of decisions to make as a leader, whether we're going to whether we're going to have people show up on time, whether we're going to communicate effectively through meetings, what kind of uniforms we're going to wear, what kind of equipment we're going to have, what kind of scripts, what kind of visual things we're going to have, brochures and all that stuff, how our office looks, what our systems are, what kind of advertising and marketing we do. If someone offers you an advertising opportunity and it's not going to attract the kind of people that want the mission that you provide, let's remember the marketing segment where I went through the 7 M's of phenomenal marketing. One of them was mission. One of them was marketing. And the thing is that If we get buy poor equipment, for example, that breaks down all the time, we're not going to be able to provide the most phenomenal service experience ever. And it guides us in our coaching as well. If someone's having a problem showing up on time or keep doing something that needs to be done, the conversation is not about me or you. It's about the mission. It's about the vision. You hire to the vision, you coach to the vision, and you fire to the vision. Your mission establishes your desired culture. Our desired culture is that we're providing the most phenomenal service experience ever, that they've ever had. That's the culture that we want. Values is next. Values are the standards you live by. Values define who you are. Values are how you act. Values support the mission. And your values define your actual culture. Your actual culture. Our values, our five values, are reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee. These are the standards that we live by. We protect our reputation. We get as much experience as we can. We educate ourselves and educate our clients. We operate by systems so that we can ensure that the mission is that we deliver on the mission. That's how the values support the mission. This is how we act. These are the standards we live by. Those are our five values right there. And then finally is the purpose. Kevin Turner says that leaders continually explain why. In fact, this is something that is missing. This is something that is missing with most leaders, most business owners. In fact, I operated this way for a long time. I didn't realize the purpose of it. And you know, we talked around about it, but we weren't intentional about the purpose. The purpose is why you do what you do. How does it make a difference? What would be missing? What would your clients and community be missing if your company didn't exist? Simon Sinek wrote a book called Start With Why. Start With Why, because great companies don't start with what they're doing, what they do, or how they do it, but why they do it. You know, most people say what they do. You know, I do business coaching. Some people upgrade it a little bit. They talk about the mission, and this is how we do it. We help small business owners stop being enslaved to their business. But the purpose is where the heart is. And if you can get that in your people, and here's our purpose at Phenomenal Products. Our purpose at Phenomenal Products is that small business owners would have more life. They would live in freedom every day. And finally, let me share with you what I consider to be the ultimate leadership secret. The ultimate leadership secret is this. It's called community. A little word called community. You see, every human being has a longing for belonging. We all want to be loved. We all want to be accepted. We all want to feel like our life matters. That is your team member. Your team member wants to know that they matter. They want to know that they're loved. They want to know that they're accepted for who they are. And by the way, that starts with you understanding that you are a phenomenal product, that you matter, and that you are loved by God, and that you are accepted for who you are, that you've been given a gift. And that gift is irrevocable. Every human being on the planet is special. Every human being on the planet has been given a gift, but you will not discover that gift, and you will not develop that gift until you operate in a sense of community. So let me ask you a question. How many people on the planet right now, especially here in America, would say that they have the support, the encouragement, and the accountability that they need to have the things that they want to have, to do the things that they need to do, and to be the person that they were created to be? I would say very few. So when you understand how to build community in your business, which is something that we teach in the Inner Circle, I'm writing a book on that, but it won't be out for probably a couple of years. But I'll be teaching this more and more in the Inner Circle. The rewards of building community in your company is your team will be inspired, and then that's going to spill over to your customers and our patients or members or guests. We work in over 100 different industries in 7 countries in the Inner Circle. The result is you're going to make bigger profits. It's as simple as that. So the 3 secrets of community is, number 1, support. Support is being that human bridge to help people get what they want out of life. Help them. Help them before they even start working for you. Add value to them before they even start working with you. That's part of the recruiting process. Number 2 is encouragement. Encouragement is giving them the emotional fuel that they need to do the things that maybe they're a little bit afraid to do. They're afraid to step out. Encourage them by giving them that emotional fuel and letting them know who they are and that they have a gift. And then 3rd is accountability. And accountability is that reflective mirror that we can put up as a coach and let people look into that mirror and say, is this who you want to be? Help them to realize their picture of their future self 20 years from now. Where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What kind of person do you want to be? So then you take that back as be, do, and have. And if you're going to have something different, you got to do something different, and you're not going to consistently do something different that's inconsistent with how you see yourself, Zig Ziglar said, is be, do, and have. All right? So summary is create and communicate your vision, inspire others to implement the mission, the values, and the purpose to be an MVP, and build community relationships by always, every day, adding value to your team members. Because all of business and all of life is about relationships. Relationship that has meaning, purpose, vision, meaningful relationships will continue to inspire people. All right? Now, if you use this assessment, this is the 5th assessment. I encourage you to do the full business assessment if you haven't done it yet. We have an assessment for each one of the areas. And what I'm going to do is, as we go through this leadership assessment, this not only helps you to assess where you are right now in your business, but it's also your roadmap to the future. It's your systems checklist, if you will. Number 1, we have a 1-sentence mission statement that everyone understands and follows. And we might as well put on there that we have our MVP. Now, we developed this several years ago for Zig Ziglar's Born to Win book, and we didn't have MVP back then. We just had mission. 1 to 10. We have effective management systems in place, probably change that to leadership systems, that include recruiting. In the Inner Circle, we teach you how to attract the right people, how to hire them with all the interview scripts and everything, orientation, training, coaching, employee reviews and termination processes, and we've ensured that they're legal. So in the Inner Circle, we have a 6-step process for coaching and getting people to get back on track, and if they don't do that, all the paperwork that is used to write them up, unfortunately, if it comes down to that. Now, my goal and where we've been over the last few years, we don't have to use that stuff anymore because if people do move on, it's usually because we didn't pay enough attention to them, We've hired good people. We didn't pay enough attention to them. We didn't realize their gifts. We didn't encourage those gifts. We didn't support them. We didn't hold them accountable. We just didn't do our job as leaders, is typically how it works today. But I've had everything happen to me that you could possibly imagine over the years. So it takes time to get there, but as you retool your business, it's amazing what can happen. 1 to 10, we have an up-to-date employee handbook. And in the Inner Circle, we actually give you our employee handbook. 1 to 10, we have a written business plan that includes our vision, goals, marketing plan, sales plan, operating plan, administration plan, that's reviewed and updated quarterly. In the Inner Circle, we have my Simple Dimple business plan. It's a one-year business plan, and then we have a little pocket planner for every quarter. 1 to 10, we have a written and posted organizational chart. That's a phenomenal tool that you want to learn how to better use. 1 to 10, we have regular team meetings. That's production meetings every day. That's staff meeting every week, and that's individual department meetings once a week, depending on the size of your company. 1 to 10, we have written position descriptions. We call them PRDs today. Performance results descriptions for every position. 1 to 10, we have a training system in place for every position. 1 to 10, we have policies and procedures for all areas of our business. 1 to 10, we have an effective compensation plan in place that includes attractive pay and benefits that create high employee morale and retention. So the idea is to put the total down on your business assessment, divide it by 10, and then you are going to do your business wheel on that assessment. All right? And you should have that. If you don't have that, just let me know. Now, before I share with you the benefits of the Inner Circle, I'm going to do that here in just a second and give you a special offer to join the Inner Circle within the next 7 days. Before I do that, what questions do you have? Go ahead and type in your questions right now. We don't have a huge group on today, but whatever questions you have. If you don't have questions, do me a favor. Type in your biggest takeaway from today. Type it in right now. Am I still connected? How about that? Let me ask that question. Okay, here we go. All right, Tracy, leadership growth is a daily event. Excellent. David, have systems in place. Celeste, vision plus vision equals division. Joseph, MVP breakdown. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, so you guys are getting it. John Maxwell said this, the toughest person to lead is yourself. How many of you know what I'm talking about there? Well, the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is what I call FTI, failure to implement. And there are four keys to overcoming FTI. Number one is inspiration. You need to be around people who are already doing what you want to do and be engaged with them every single day. Number two is, would you be able to implement more if you were more organized? The answer is yes. Number three is training, specifically business training, because most small business owners, you know, we are maybe trained well in our technical craft or whatever service or product that we have, but we're not trained well in marketing or sales or accounting or systems or leadership, certainly not leadership. Would we implement more? Would we get it right more if we were thoroughly, thoroughly trained in these proven business systems? And the answer is yes. And then number four is the golden key. That's why I have it underlined, is in order to implement more, you need the support, you need the encouragement, and you need the accountability that comes from a coaching community. And that's what the Inner Circle is all about. It's all about the being a coaching community to support you, to encourage you, to hold you accountable. We support you by teaching you the proven systems. We encourage you by always putting in front of you the possibilities. And then we hold you accountable through weekly small groups and monthly one-on-ones. So here's what you get in the Inner Circle. First of all, you will learn the systems that I used at a deeper level over the six-week course. I've given you a good overview. You've gotten a lot of good information. This is just the top of the waves. So you're going to get my home study course. If you don't have it already, you'll get a Ziglar planner. You'll get the Simple Dimple business plan. And these are the same systems that small business owners are using around the world to revolutionize their business and have record sales and profits. One of the keys to the Inner Circle is we all need the support, encouragement, and accountability. So we have what we call weekly small groups. And we have several groups throughout the week. We'll assign you to a group, the group that's the right at the right time for you. And it's on GoToWebinar, just like we have here. The only difference is you call in, and our facilitator, our trained coach, will leads the group, and we will help you on your one-on-one consultation. We're going to help you develop what we call your phenomenal four projects and your one thing, and you're going to report in once a week. All right. So on your one-on-one, you get a consultation every month. And let me share just a little bit about our main coaches. Rick Jones over here on the left, he was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years. He owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years. And he got the President's Cup award 5 times in 10 years worldwide. All the way on the right over there is Santiago, which I need to change that picture. That's an old picture. But Santiago is our other head coach in Inner Circle. So you would be with one of those two guys who every month they're going to help you determine what you're phenomenal for and your one thing is so that you can move the ball down the field. Now, we have a whole team of coaches. Of course, Ellen Rohr, as I've mentioned to you before, is bottom right there. She does some series in the Inner Circle. She did an 8-week financial blast series here recently. Sherry Perry is one of our pod coaches, facilitator. Michelle Prince, there to the left, is a speaker author coach that works with us sometimes. And Carl Qualls is one of our special agents. And he's handles some specific coaching and consulting projects for us, and of course myself. And what we do is when you get in the Inner Circle, we literally start holding your hand from start to finish. And of course my entire team that I showed you before is available to you as well. If you like this series, you're going to love the live weekly training webcast. It's Inner Circle members only. I teach a new piece of the system every week. I share with you the latest, greatest strategies that I'm learning from the top business trainers in the world, John Maxwell, Michael Gerber, personal friends, and all the other people that I interact with, and the conferences that I go to that are high-level conferences, news, breakthroughs, and this is where you're going to get that motivation, that inspiration. And you're going to be able to ask me any question that you want live like you're able to here. Now, I charge $10,000 a day for consulting, so take advantage on that weekly webcast to ask me questions, any of your pressing, keeping you up at night questions. If you missed the webcast, you can replay it online. It's loaded onto our website, member-only website. you can play it on any device. And so what you want to do is you want to start just downloading the audio and listening to it on your phone rather than talk radio or something like that. Next, you get access to my entire library of proven systems that are transforming small businesses worldwide. This system represents almost 3 decades of development and millions of dollars invested. And once you become a member, what's going to happen is you're going to get access to the Inner Circle website. All right, you're going to get a login, and once you log in, it's going to take you right to the website. And I'm going to just take you through the website. So as you can see up here at the top, you have GPS, which is goals, plans, and systems. Then you have the marketing system, sales, operations, administration, and leadership. I'm going to give you a quick tour. Look at this. You've got 21 training modules just under GPS. We walk you through step by step how to set your goals, how to build your dream, how to implement, how to do what we call our daily time capsule, which is a key to implementation. We walk you through how to fill out your business plan, and then through the systems and how to implement those systems. There's some bonus stuff on here too. Sigler has a Live to Win thing that they do. I did a whole presentation on the one thing, and that's all under GPS. Then you go to marketing. And instead of just getting the 7 M's of phenomenal marketing like you did in this series, there are actually 11 training modules there, and we walk you through the entire system of creating your message, creating a referral reward program, how to make a referral source visit, what you need to know about advertising, what you need to know about internet marketing, and how to really position yourself and create record sales and profits. And then under sales, you learned our 7-step sales process. We teach you how to upsell. We teach you how to overcome price objections. And over here under administration, you have the 8-week financial blast series with Ellen Rohr. And in this session, she laid out all of her systems of how to keep track of all your numbers. It was absolutely phenomenal, and this is what got my company out of debt and made us super profitable. And then leadership, I did one module today. I did the first module. But would you like to learn how to attract and recruit phenomenal Dream Team members? Would you like to learn how and have all the paperwork that goes with that? Well, here it is. You have all the handouts that you need to properly interview someone, to take an application, and all those good things. All right. Then how to hire them, how to delegate, how to coach, how to develop your vision, how to pay your people, and how to develop your people. And then finally, a full training module on the DISC human behavior model. All right? So you're going to get access to all of the modules. Next, as an Inner Circle member, you get to attend each one of our conferences absolutely free. And while you're a member, if you don't or if you're not able to come, you'll get the video, audio, and handouts if you can't attend in person. And I'll give you just a few testimonials here. We literally have hundreds. This is Evan, who has a technology business in Maine. He increased his business by $500,000 the first year and profits by $158,000. He is now turnkey 3 years later, just took a month off recently. This is Jeremy and Stephanie Overturf. They quadrupled their business. We helped them buy out their competitor. And they're they're actually going to be featured in one of my upcoming books, as well as Shayna right here. She's in payroll services, up 800%, bought her dream home, built her dream office. This is Eric He and Larry out in California from 225,000 to 1.5 million. This is Matt McKinley. He came on board in the Inner Circle. They were doing 8.5 million, but everything was totally disorganized. And now he's completely, totally focused. Another guy who's going to be featured in my next book. And the title of his chapter says Handicapped But Not Disabled. As you can see, he's in a wheelchair. And what the message is that we're all handicapped because of the things that we don't know, but we're not disabled. Michelle Prince totally transformed her business. Teresa Rodriguez, Ruth Hoyt, Carol, who is in Hong Kong, they were almost out of business. Now they have two thriving companies, a lot of money in the bank, and we have clients all over the world. So here's the special offer today. If this sounds like it could benefit you, and it can, normally the Inner Circle requires a 12-month commitment, and we only do these offers usually at one of our events. But everyone who went through the 6-week course, we're going to make this offer to you if you enroll in the next 7 days. So here's the offer. You might not be 100% sure that Inner Circle is good for you and you don't want to make a 12-month commitment. So we're going to give you the opportunity to try it out for 3 months. Now, we can make a lot of progress in 90 days. But the next part of the special offer is we're going to double your membership for the same investment. So whatever membership level that you join, we're going to double your time. So instead of 3 months, it's going to be 6 months, all right? And then another bonus that I have for you is you're going to get the video, audio, and audio from our top 4 conferences. First is our conference on how to build a phenomenal dream team with human behavior expert Dr. Robert Rome, who is the world authority on DISC. The 2015 Phenomenal Success Conference featuring Darren Hardy. The Roundtable Experience featuring Dr. Joseph Michelli, number one New York Times bestselling author of The Starbucks Experience and Leading the Starbucks Way. And then the conference where I had John Maxwell, I paid $50,000 for that keynote speech. So these conference videos and audios are not available for sale anywhere, but when you enroll in the next 7 days, you will get access to all of them. Now, finally, let me give you some advice from Zig Ziglar about getting the right advice. First of all, Gary Keller said that you'll be hard-pressed to find any successful business owner that doesn't have a coach. And Zig Ziglar, in his book, Born to Win, said that there are 7 characteristics of a good coach. Number one, they have good character. I can't tell you how many people have said they searched all over the internet and couldn't find anything bad about me, and they do that. In fact, one of our team members, when she came to work for us, her mom, who is a researcher, got online, said, "I got to find out about this guy." Searched for hours, couldn't find anything bad on us. Number two, they have a track record of success. Why would you have a coach that hasn't already done what it is that you want to do? Number three, they're good listeners, and we try to be good listeners because we want to know where you're at. We want to know your heart. Number four, they're good decision makers. Number five, they tell the truth even when it hurts. Number six, they have good personal relationships. Of course, my wife and I have been married for 32 years, and of course, every single person in our organization, you'll find, has great personal relationships. And then seven, they celebrate the success of others. That's why we brag on our members all the time, is we're proud of them. And I want to share something with you. Zig Ziglar put this in his book, and shortly after that book was written, they chose me as their exclusive small business coach. Do you think that that would have happened if we didn't match up to all seven of these things? And the answer is, of course, it would not have. All right? So, I am Howard Partridge. Our passion is your phenomenal success. We are going to send you a link to join up in the inner circle. In fact, I'm not sure. I can't see my chat. Here we go. Yes, okay. So if you will go ahead and look at your chat box, there is a, if you're ready to join up with us, there is a link in your chat box, and it's going to give you the opportunity to sign up for 6 months in the inner circle, and the investment is $29.97. And here's what I know. If you've been in business for over 3 years, you have at least one employee, you have wasted $29.97. You've wasted $3,000 on something that didn't have a prayer of working, an advertising program or something like that. All right, I know that for a fact, and I know that we can help you out. All right, so click that link and get that on your browser before we close the webcast. And if you have any final questions or comments, go ahead and type them in right now. Thank you for the birthday wishes. Today is my 56th birthday, and I am grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be able to contribute. And I am just getting warmed up, okay? So thank you very much for joining us in the series. And our passion over here at Phenomenal Products is your phenomenal success in business and in life, living in freedom every day. I'm Howard Partridge. Take care, and we'll see you in the inner circle. Bye-bye.